that Hashem is very oisik in our lives. We're not like plants. All the plants are the same. They just grow the same. By people, every person has a different life. And the reason why everyone has a different life is because Hashem is oisik with us. He's busy with us. One person has to work more on Hakara and the Chesed Hashem. So Hashem gives him more good things, good life, easy life. Because his avoid is more to see the Chesed Hashem. Some people have to be makir more the Gvur of Hashem, the accepting their Bar Shalom's godless, even when he doesn't understand, Hashem gives them more hardships. Hashem's oisik with us. Every single person has a different life. It's an unbelievable thing. Every person is the same, but everyone has a different life. Because Hashem is oisik with us. Hashem is busy with us. Hashem is busy with us, taking care of us, trying to mechanech us that we should get the right dose of life that we need. So here you go. You have a person who he's waiting for an answer for a long time already. And he's scared to give up. He's scared he's going to lose his betachin if he gives up. But there's nothing wrong with giving up. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no chasarn in betachin if you give up. There's no chasarn. If you feel Hashem said no to you, if you feel Hashem said no to you, there's no chasarn in betachin. But accepting that, no. Because working on accepting Hashem is the same avoid of Kirav Takadish Baruch Hu. It's the same avoid. It's just like the avoid of Hakara and the Chesed Hashem, and Hakara and all the good that Hashem's doing for you personally, or the Chesed of the Kalayil, and that's an avoid of Betachin. The avoid of Betachin of accepting the Dvar Hashem in your life is also avoid of Betachin. So in Mele, if a person transfers his Betachin, he shouldn't be scared to say, oh, I'm giving up, it's a Chesed. It's not a Chesed Betachin giving up. You feel Hashem said no to you. That's the Dvar Hashem. You're not jumping the gun. But you see by Nachum Ish Gamzu that the Teva, the Melech Ha'olam, failed on him, right? Nachum Ish Gamzu brought a box of dirt to the king. In those days, it wasn't like today. If you spit at the president today, the New York Times writes that you're a hero. But it used to be that if you serve a box of dirt to the king, your life was within a few minutes, you're gone. Nachum Ish Gamzu had such a strength relationship, not just Melech Ha'olam failed on him, the Teva failed. The corona came, right? It failed. But it was Elikeinu. He knew his personal relationship, right? Personal relationship. If a taxi driver starts driving a crazy place, you don't know where you're going, right? But if you know it's your father, then you don't get worried. You're happy. He has such a strong feeling, a sense of Elikeinu relationship that he didn't lose himself. And Takadir Baruch Shalom took care of him because he had that kesher. So you don't want to give up too fast. If you give it too fast, it shows a lack of akara. But there is a point that you know Hashem said no to you. There is such a point.
How do you know
what the point is? The point is it depends how you feel. The whole avoida is avoida talev.
What do you have to feel?
When you feel that the case is closed, you don't want to have a conflict in your heart of expecting at the same time when you mechuyev to accept. You don't want that conflict in your heart. The avoidas halev, we're handling our avoidas halev. When the person feels that Hashem said no to them, if you tell them to keep on having betachan that Hashem's going to give it, you're going to make a conflict in the heart. The avoidas halev is that the heart should be with Hashem. It doesn't matter if which thing they're working on, accepting or expecting. It doesn't matter. They're both kirvas alikim. What gets you the good things in betachin is not the betachin. It's the kirbas alikim. It's the akara in the chesed Hashem, akara in the toivas Hashem. That's what's getting you the good things. It's not the betachin, so to speak. It's not the fact that you're being betach. It's the akara in the chesed Hashem.
It's not the expecting
that's bringing it. It's not the expecting that's bringing it, no. It's the kirbas alikim that's bringing it. So when a person feels that Hashem said no, and now his avoid is to accept it, that's kirbas alikim. On the same level, or not even a bigger level. Maybe even a bigger level. That's kirbas. There's nothing wrong. You have different type of people that look at things differently. Some optimists, pessimists. Some people, they give up faster. Okay, each person according to their tchuna. You don't have to fight your tchuna. You have to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. That's your avoida. Your avoida is not to fight your tchunas and nefesh. It's not the avoida. The avoida is kirbas alikim. So for one guy, his kibbutz alikim tells him, I'm going to accept, I'm going to work on accept, it's an avoid in itself, to accept everything in your life. to accept everything that's in your life. That's an avoida. If you're busy expecting, you're not going to be able to accept it. It's going to be a stira to you. So the hargish of kirbas alikim, that's what brings you the tayf. Hashem doesn't need you to be expecting it to give you that tayf. He could give it to you. If He wants to give it to you, He could give it to you, even if you are accepting your matzav. Hashem can still give it to you. Don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about that. People are worried, give up. Don't worry about that. He can still give it to you. When Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Hashem still got him out of there, even though he accepted his matzav that he was there. Hashem still got him out of there. When Hashem wants, it says in the Medrash that he was having betachin, he shmetzliach in Potiphar's house. He accepted that he was in Mitzrayim. He was a Dvar Hashem, he knew it was a Dvar Hashem. But actually, he wanted Mitzliach in Potiphar's house. That was his betachin, because that was what he was doing, his shavoid, his shtablus. The fact that he was trying to go back to Yaakov. He knew Hashem wanted to be in Mitzrayim. That's going to fight it. That wasn't going to be a good thing for him. For him, his avodah was to accept that Dvar Hashem is in Mitzrayim and do what Hashem wants him to do in Mitzrayim. Shematzliach in Potiphar's house. That was what it says in the Medrash, the betachin is. If he would have been the whole time fighting that he was in Mitzrayim, then it would have been a chaylik al makam. He would have been chaylik. He would end up being against Hashem. And that's the opposite of betachin. So the betachin could turn into disaster.